Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome. The APR News team is providing hourly updates from the Lake Christine fire in Basalt. The latest estimate of the fire was provided last night, and at that time it was 5,263 acres with 0% containment. Residents have been evacuated can register for a reentry tag starting today at 10:30 at the Basalt High School shelter at 600 Southside Drive in Basalt. Please bring a photo ID if available. No mandatory evacuations have been lifted at this time. A community briefing on the Lake Christine fire was held last evening in Basalt High School. At Basalt High School. Officials from the Federal Type 2 Incident Management Team, Eagle County, Holy Cross Energy, and the U.S. Forest Service spoke to the standing room only crowd. Reporter Kristen Kay was there, and she's here with me now. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Zoe.
So, what was the meeting like last night?
There were a lot of congratulations and support just from all the agencies involved for each other, saying how well they were working together, how proud they were to be a part of this team, and then just huge rounds of applause for the Stage 2 operations manager and incident command when they took the scene. There was also a Spanish translator last night. There had been one the previous community meeting, kind of meeting with Spanish speakers in a corner, but she was on stage last night and translating everything. And James Van Beek, the Eagle County Sheriff, said, you know, just a reminder that those rumors about immigrations, the ICE being around shelters, were not true and they would not be true. And that got a huge round of applause from the audience as well. Mike Almas is the incident command from that Type 2 team. And he said, wow, you know, not all meetings in the communities we go to are like this. Not all communities are this supportive and welcoming. I'd say the tone was cautionary, but optimistic. Keith Brink, who is managing operations from that Type 2 team, said, the firefighters had a good day creating lines with hand crews and heavy equipment, and that actually having so many structures threatened by this fire is kind of a mixed blessing, because if you have structures threatened, it means that you have more air support coming in. So that there was a lot of air support that helped. But I have to say, you know, the community meeting is in one room at the front, through the front doors of Basalt High School. And then right next door is the shelter itself. And it started to fill up at about 5:30. I mean, I think people were actually coming home from work to the shelter. They were getting dinner there. So I think it was a pretty stark visual reminder that this is not over.
Right. And so what's the strategy in fighting this fire going forward?
Keith Brink, who's that managing operations director from the Type 2 team, said, look, they have kind of the same strategy today. As of last night, he said that. They've broken the fire into different sections, and they're going to continue to use heavy equipment near the Spring Park Reservoir to create a line. Hand crews are going to continue to secure the south edge of the fire along Highway 82. Most of the aircraft will be working the northwest corner and kind of the eastern edge that's up valley. As far as new things today, we are going to have more helicopters here, and we have another elite hotshot crew. Those are the most elite firefighters that you can have joining the one who is already here. Brink said, we're going to continue to work the edge, and of course their number one goal is to safely get firefighters in and to protect human lives. But Brink said, look, we're an aggressive team and we're here to put this out. Mike Almas, who is the incident command, he said, look, containment could change today. So hopefully we'll see those numbers start to go up from zero. And you can see a shot of that map with the different zones of the fire that's broken up by this team on our website at aspenpublicradio.org.
So what's it like now? What does it look like down in Basalt?
So I drove up to the station from where I'm staying in Redstone right now. And it's extremely, as of like an hour ago, it was extremely smoky from Willits through the Blue Lake area. I think actually the air seemed a little bit better in Basalt at that point. You know, it's not unusual for smoke to be pretty bad in the morning and then for things to change with as winds throughout the day. So that could be changing even now. What's interesting is driving by that stage or the Type 2 staging center at the Eagle County building. You can see tents set up in the fire camp on the lawn. These firefighters, you know, they come and they like have their Kelty that they pitch to try and get a few hours of sleep in between shifts. At the shelters, the parking lots do have cars, have RVs in them. They're not quite as full as they were last night. And once again, I think that's because people are, you know, going to, like, leaving the shelter, going to work, and then returning. And then there were some signs of, I guess, normalcy. I saw, you know, rafters putting in the Roaring Fork River. So, you know, just kind of a strange mix out there right now.
Yeah, that's a stark image. Thank you so much, Kristen Kay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll continue to update throughout the day on air and online at aspenpublicradio.org. You can also follow our coverage on Facebook and Twitter. You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome.